Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Confessions of the Pricing Man, How Price Affects Everything is a Business and Pricing Strategy Book by Herman Simon, one of the best-known authorities on pricing management. Rather than treating pricing as a narrow finance task, the book presents price as a central strategic variable that shapes profit, customer behavior, product positioning, and market structure. Simon draws on decades of consulting experience and real-world business examples to show why pricing decisions matter more than many managers realize. The book is written for executives, marketers, entrepreneurs, and pricing professionals who need a practical framework for setting prices in competitive markets. Its purpose is to move pricing away from guesswork and toward disciplined decision-making based on value perception, segmentation, and strategic trade-offs. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, pricing should begin with customer value, not internal cost. A central message of the book is that effective pricing starts with understanding what customers believe an offer is worth. Simon argues that willingness to pay is driven by perceived value, not by production cost alone. This makes value-based pricing the foundation of the book's approach. In practice, the company has to understand how different customer groups interpret the product, what problem it solves, and how strongly the offer is differentiated from alternatives. That matters because two products with similar costs can command very different prices if customers perceive different levels of quality, convenience, trust, or brand strength. Simon repeatedly shows that pricing power comes from shaping value perception rather than reacting passively to market averages. This is especially important in business-to-business settings, where hard data, measurable benefits, and credible proof points can justify higher prices. The underlying reasoning is that price is not a standalone number, but the outcome of a value comparison in the customer's mind. Secondly, small price changes can have outsized effects on profit and valuation. The book places unusual emphasis on the financial impact of pricing, because pricing is one of the few variables that can improve profit quickly without requiring equivalent growth in volume or major cost cuts. Simon explains that even modest increases in price can produce a disproportionately large effect on earnings, since most of the increase flows directly to the bottom line. This is one reason the book treats pricing as a strategic lever rather than a tactical afterthought. It also helps explain why managers should pay close attention to price architecture, discount policy, and revenue leakage. A business can look healthy in terms of sales volume while still underperforming because it has left too much margin on the table. Simon's broader point is that price shapes not only short-term profit, but also how investors value a business, because recurring pricing discipline signals stronger economics. The book therefore reframes pricing as a source of enterprise value, not merely a way to close transactions. Thirdly, pricing strategy depends on positioning, segmentation, and willingness to pay. Simon shows that there is no single correct price for a product, because different customers and market segments assign different value to the same offer. That is why segmentation is a core part of the book. A company must decide whether it is pursuing premium positioning, low price positioning, or a mixed strategy across segments and channels. This choice affects brand image, product design, distribution, and innovation priorities. In the book's logic, pricing is inseparable from market positioning. A premium price can reinforce quality expectations, while a lower price can support scale or accessibility. The company must also decide how to separate customers by willingness to pay without destroying trust or confusing the market. Simon's discussion of price differentiation, anchors, and range effect supports this broader framework. The point is not to manipulate buyers indiscriminately, but to align offers with the different ways customers evaluate value. Pricing becomes a structural decision about which customers to serve, how to serve them, and what kind of business model to build around them. Fourthly, pricing is a process strategy, analysis, decision, and implementation. One of the book's most practical contributions is its view of pricing as a disciplined management process, rather than a one-time calculation. Simon describes pricing through four phases: strategy, analysis, decision-making, and implementation. This structure matters because many companies jump straight to a price number without first defining objectives, customer segments, or competitive constraints. Strategy determines the role of price in the business model. Analysis examines customer value, competitor offers, and market conditions. Decision-making translates that information into a concrete pricing structure. Implementation then deals with enforcement, communication, discount control, and internal alignment. This sequence helps explain why pricing problems often persist even when managers understand the theory. Execution can fail if sales teams discount too freely, if value is not communicated clearly, or if the pricing logic is inconsistent across channels. By framing pricing as a repeatable process, Simon gives the reader a management system rather than isolated techniques. That makes the book useful not only for setting a launch price, but also for improving everyday pricing governance. Lastly, psychology, signals, and special strategies shape how customers respond to price. The book goes beyond rational price calculation by showing how psychological factors influence buyer behavior. Simon discusses anchoring, price signaling, and price discrimination as tools that shape interpretation as much as they shape arithmetic. A high price can signal quality or exclusivity, while a lower price may signal value or accessibility. Customers also respond to reference points, price ranges, and visible comparisons, which means the presentation of a price can matter as much as its absolute level. Simon extends this logic to new product pricing through skimming and penetration strategies, where the company must choose between harvesting early willingness to pay or building fast adoption through lower entry pricing. He also addresses dynamic pricing and other modern approaches that use data to adapt prices over time. The deeper implication is that pricing works through both economics and perception. A firm must therefore understand not just how much customers can pay, but how they interpret the price architecture around them. That combination of psychology and strategy is a defining feature of the book. In conclusion, Confessions of the Pricing Man is best suited for executives, product managers, marketers, entrepreneurs, and pricing specialists who need a serious, business-oriented understanding of how pricing actually works. It is especially valuable for readers who want to move beyond simple cost plus thinking and build a more strategic view of revenue and margin. The book offers practical benefit by connecting customer value, segmentation, pricing psychology, and implementation discipline into one framework. It also helps readers see why pricing errors often arise from weak process rather than lack of effort. Compared with many pricing books that stay at the level of tactics, Simon's work stands out because it treats price as a central organizing force in business strategy. It is not just a handbook of tricks, it is a model for thinking about value, positioning, and profit together. Readers interested in management, commercial strategy, or revenue optimization will find it unusually grounded, widely applicable, and directly relevant to real pricing decisions. If you would like to support Herman Simon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.